So, hello. My name's Simon Piasecki. I'm a professor at Liverpool John Moores University. And I'm walking at the moment with Reverend Robert Icke.
Hello there, you're right.
Yes. And this is the introduction, I suppose, to an audio paper. But in actual fact, and I thought it was best time to record it, we're on the final day of a seven-day walk along an ancient Saxon pilgrimage route between the cities of Chester and Lichfield in the UK. We also started that journey with Dr. Chris Darby along a different pilgrimage route in North Wales, which is the old North Wales pilgrims route. So we did a sort of test walk along there as well. So these recordings have been recorded under the way. I had thought before I started this that there'd be, you know, structure. I had questions to ask and things to consider along the way. We've done many recordings. But a walk, funnily enough, isn't really, and particularly a pilgrimage, isn't A to B. It's a meandering path that takes you from one unexpected moment to a place along the way to a conversation with a person. So whilst you might plan an audio paper in the same way that I might plan a written paper, it doesn't work. I've discovered that the walk has been full of unexpected things. But for me, the interest in endurance and what happens to the body on a long walk, the things we've had to overcome, as well as the navigation, the reflection, these are all the things that interest me in this paper. So I hope that you actually enjoy it. Just to introduce this walk, the Two Saints Way in the UK is a 150-kilometre walk. Two Saxon saints at either end. Saint Werburg, she was one of the early female saints, the daughter of the pagan King Wulfhere, and Saint Chad, a contemporary of hers, both who lived around about 6 to 675 AD. Around the 600s anyway, so the 7th century. And that's the route that we've been doing. This idea of spirituality and the connection between the mind and the body, I think, is particularly tied up in the practice of walking, particularly walking over long, long distances, because walking over a long distance separates you from your life. So this led me very much to pilgrimage. I suppose I'm interested in the notion of the walk itself as something transformative and therefore also deeply spiritual. So I suppose I'm interested in what pilgrimage has to offer for anybody. First off then, some moments from our test walk, which was on Saturday the 19th of June 2021 on the North Wales Pilgrimage Way, and I walked this with both Chris and Rob. Does anyone talk about pilgrimage anymore?
Only that, the whole journey of ordination.
Oh right, so you've got that kind of idea of a journey, like a meta journey.
Yeah,
but in terms of that journey, and that, I mean, had you ever thought of pilgrimage in terms of, you know, traditionally walking and?
Yeah, no, not until we had our conversation. And if you think of our conversation, it was nearly 18 months ago, 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, because it was just before lockdown. Because Chris and I have been talking about walking for years, really. But you'd been, your stuff earlier on was, I suppose, more urban, really, in terms of sort of psychogeography and stuff.
Yeah. I kind of fell into it like a lot of people did in the kind of first decade of the 2000s with the Situationists and the kind of drifting and, you know, using walking as a kind of a tactic, really, to kind of map a city. And it was generally like urban environments. I think it's Rebecca Solnit who says, walking as work, I think she describes pilgrimage. It needs to feel like effort. And I think she draws from that idea of the etymology of the journey, and I think it's something like, I think it's a journey or travail, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, the French word for work.
Work, yeah. So it's
travel.
It should feel like effort. It shouldn't be a kind of a walk in the park, as it were.
It shouldn't be a jolly.
No.
Well, interesting enough, I mean, the original PER, which, because, you know, the pilgrim is a sort of anglicised version of peregrine, of course, originally, and peregrinus. And PER, originally, in terms of its etymology, means essentially to go through or to cross a space with risk. So actually, you know, even the word peril derives from the pilgrim. So we're heading across that way. What I really love about this is that you keep getting these kind of significant moments of how accurate this route is in terms of the ancient route, because all the waypoints are like ancient monasteries or chapels
or taverns
or pubs.
Yeah, because we were looking at the map, I was thinking it looks quite really random and higgledy-piggledy, but obviously it's this kind of constellation of like...
of places you can get support, I suppose. Shift now to a 7-day pilgrimage over 160 kilometres from the city of Chester to the city of Lichfield. And the first day we walked some 26 kilometres from Chester to the village of Bunbury, passing Beeston Castle on the way. The day began with our being sent off by the Bishop of Chester.
So what do you think about this morning then, meeting the Bishop?
I loved it. I loved it because... I don't know, when he sort of blessed us for the walk, it was so beautifully done. I felt a tingle running down my back, actually. It was just really, really...
moving.
Moving.
Special.
And actually really meant the blessing of someone just works.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially someone that, you know, has that kind of social kind of place as well. It's just... it's very lovely. It feels very... you do really, really feel it. It's, and that has to bode well. That has to be a good thing, you know. Having experienced that this morning, I can't imagine how magnified that would have been 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when people know that they're not just going on pilgrimage, that they're walking into potential real danger. So that blessing would be so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved when we reached our first... village beyond Chester of Cristleton, and then suddenly a whole gaggle of primary school children. It's like a military operation. Now we need Routon Bridge Road here, I think. Five to three. Another lazy boat, a narrow boat called Jenny. 50 footer, I'd say.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello there. So we started today at second day, opposite the Dysart Arms pub, which we finished in last night, in Bunbury. Went into St Boniface,
Boniface
Church.
Boniface.
Why is it Boniface?
Boniface?
What does that mean?
St Boniface. That's his name.
Boniface. But I was keen to go inside because other than a couple of really old sort of... medieval tombs, particularly of a
6-foot,
seven-foot. You would have been a complete giant at that point. But what I was looking for was a panel painting amongst a bunch of others from 1450, typical of its time and age, really, as well. But from 1450, and it's a painting of, well, I said Salome, but Rob says that I'm accused me of
Salome.
But the panel painting, anyway, so it's a large painting of Salome.
Thank you.
holding her youngest, but with St. James standing at her feet. And what interests me is that he's carrying the traditional medieval pilgrim's bourdon, and he had the broad-rimmed hat the long walking gown that typically you see pilgrims depicted in that age, and also his scrip, which is a sort of level, well, the easiest way to describe it is like a leather satchel. That would carry his Bible, a few purse of coins, and maybe a little bit of bread or cheese or some such. So yeah, so St. James was depicted in the traditional garb of a pilgrim, actually. Yesterday, I had to... I ended the day with a blister about... Well, I'd say it was an inch across. It's about 2.5 centimetres. It's a big blister. So, you know that whole thing about pilgrimage and your feet? I was thinking, well, my feet are my main... They are my means of transport, so I can't have a flat tyre or... So, as I walk now, I'm just really aware of... Suddenly really aware of trying to get complete rolling contact with the ground, so the whole flat of my foot is in contact with the ground. It's made me much more aware of that process. But concentrating on that is making walking more enjoyable in a funny sort of way, because it's uncomfortable. But it sort of gives your mind something to do, you know, to concentrate on making sure I get full contact with the flat of my foot. We're now coming down Welsh Row into Nantwich Centre. Certainly feeling it in my feet. You can probably hear the traffic as we come into a town. A very different sound world. And a very different sort of sense of what's under your feet. Hard, unforgiving, but flat.
Dry.
And dry. Now, day three. We're off the canal path, which feels good actually, because we were on it for a long time yesterday.
Yeah.
Walking across a landscape of fields and stiles. Just walked through a number of different fields with horses. We're looking over a kind of panoramic Cheshire plain.
The last 2 days coming down the canal, and this feels a lot much more pilgrimage walking through random fields than obviously because the canals weren't there before.
Yeah. So it's raining now. We're, I think, more than halfway now. We're quite a bit more than halfway. But it's a long one today. Just following Rob up a lane. Past a very old and inviting pub. Open fire, smoke from the chimney. But unfortunately, we can't lose the time, so we can't go into this one. But the rain releases kind of a certain smell as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, I intended, as I'm recording away,
yeah,
at some point to talk about endurance, and I sort of don't want to talk about endurance until
36.
Well, yeah, until I feel we've endured, and I've realised that one of the issues in pilgrimage is that if you get a blister, there's no time to heal it.
No,
because
yeah, but they wouldn't have time for doctors, you.
No, so you can try and look after it, put something on it, but you can't heal it. It's not a big thing to endure, it's just constantly there singing to me.
Amazing.
So we're on the last 3.5 miles now, which is hurting. We're definitely on a pilgrimage. We've definitely already walked quite a lot. We've just had a significant moment where we have crossed a county line. We've had a fast walk along the lanes and now we're back on the fields. And the fields is tougher because there's lots of... in Britain, there's lots and lots of footpaths that kind of, and different entrances and exits to fields, sometimes several off a field. And if you get one wrong, you're really headed in the wrong direction. But the great thing is, there is a pilgrim badge on the stile that we're now coming to. A narrowboat engine, and now we're walking down a tunnel in the Potteries of Stoke. An iron railway bridge. It's enjoying the way the sound changes the quality of everything. It's cobbled underfoot, original cobbles. With a little bit of grip as the horse pulled the narrowboat along. Halfway through day four, and I think I'm hitting a bit of a wall here actually. A lot of walking today on hard surfaces, on roads, bricks, asphalt, hurts. My blister's been better, but feet are just pretty achy, hurt. And my left thigh, my left leg, actually has gone numb. I can't can't feel my thigh. You could stick a pin in it, I think. And we can see sort of a distance ahead of us. It might be better just to look at the floor at this point, I think, at the moment. So we've walked from way over there. Human legs are amazing, really, aren't they? I mean, we really have come from the horizon line.
Yeah, we are.
It's funny, it's felt so industrial today, but when you look out over there, it's all you see
very
is...
green.
It's just green, isn't it? The city sort of sits in the... sort of sits in between this greenery. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe we're actually doing this. I've waved off. Is this really happening?
I know. We are. Footfall, being on the go. Oh, how many hours?
We left at 9 this morning, so we've done 9 hours.
9 hours?
We've got about another hour and a half left.
With short sit-downs, really, nothing.
Oh, just a quick...
We didn't stop for, like, lunchtime particularly or anything like that. No. Sounds really masochistic. I wanted to suffer it a bit.
Yeah.
It's something that really tells you... You know, you can feel the mark of your body, you can feel the contact with the floor, you can... feel the length of the journey, and I'm kind of informed like that. But I suppose I am interested also in the, you know, the really old utility of pilgrimage as penitential. You know, and all those words, penitential comes from punissant, and punissant is the same word, of course, that we have in terms of punishment. I don't see it as any different to doing an ultra run. Or,
I don't know, I think, you know, or, I think it is in the sense that there is more of a, hopefully, spiritual awareness.
Yeah, okay.
People having a run.
Yeah, but there can be that on an ultra run. That's what I'm saying, Rob. I mean, there can be a spiritual awareness on an ultra run for some people. I mean, some people do events. So it may be, in many cases, that someone's lost someone and felt a lot of concern and guilt over the fact that they weren't able to... save them or stop them from being
so
lost, you know.
For cancer relief. And
exactly. Cancer, and they always do that with some kind of really penitential, punishing sort of, I will, you know, ride 1,000 miles or... So I suppose that's what I mean. Well, and I think that process then becomes a meditation. I mean, we're 4 days into it and we are... It is hard.
Yeah.
And I wish I could find this path. I think there's a link between doing this... and actually feeling a little bit humbled by it. You know, the distance, the landscape, these really old ways, the kind of abundance of nature that's going on all the way around you, across to the fact of what your body is going on with your body. My feet feel, whoa, like someone's beating them with sticks. Essentially is what's been happening to them. But the other thing later on, and more so than any other day, what we're on day four, is that... suddenly, I've become much more sensitive to the difference between woodland ground, if you like, or field, and asphalt or tarmac or road surfaces, bricks and concrete. I can really feel the difference in my footfall. Can you?
Yeah.
But the whole point was, you know, on foot going from Chester to Lichfield. There's no shortcut in that ultimately at all. You got to do it. So we end up walking. And
I've been pushing ourselves to go, right, we've got to our end spot. Like yesterday. Come on, let's do that last bit. We've done that every day, actually. Apart from Nantwich.
Well, shortly we're going to be walking past the burial. We're going to be walking past the burial mound of King Wulfhere. Wulfhere. And Wulfhere. King Wulfhere, yeah, but it's spelt with a PH. And... I think I know how he's feeling. Cool and relaxed. It's nice to be in the shade of the wood though, because it's got very hot today. At the end of the day, weirdly. The beginnings of the day near the Priory of, which was originally the Priory of St. Mary and St. Wolford, now a church. Bell ringers are out, and off we go towards Stafford. The great thing about crossing Hand Lane at the end of this 7-day pilgrimage is it's the first moment in a way that we know for certain that this actual lane, this actual kind of walk, is definitely the space that pilgrims have walked for at least 900 years, which is extraordinary. So whilst we have generally done, you know, a pilgrimage route from one cathedral city to another, from one saint to another, this particular lane, I think, down to Lichfield Cathedral is, it's kind of astonishing me with that richness, with that context. Mm. Our feet are on it. Our sticks are on it. Yeah. We haven't seen those final spires yet, but we will. A few days ago, I said we should talk about endurance, but not until we've endured. Yeah. I mean, I'm walking along now. Again, it's happened for about 3 days now. Total numbness in my left upper leg. It's like it's on fire. It's just burning sensation, but numb to the touch. And that's okay, actually. I don't mind. My feet have come through. Definitely a cycle. And last night was the first night when I got home when weirdly my feet felt fine. Yeah. And I felt, yeah, I'm all right. And I'm not quite sure why really, but I felt all right last night. I mean, did we hit a wall, Rob? I think we both privately said I'm hitting a wall.
Saturday or Sunday I hit the wall. Well, I said to you, didn't I? If you said let's stop now, I'd be happy to say yes, let's stop.
Yeah. Yeah, but towards the end of that day, I was through the wall because we got to that beautiful field that just felt...
With the corn in.
Oh, gosh, it must be the most beautiful field I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it just...
And with the poppies in the corn.
It was amazing how something like that revitalises you. Now, that's just the spirit. It's not... It can't physically be the body, but... So what a difference it made, and that context of the mind and the body and the attitude.
Yeah.
So it's some time later now after our pilgrimage. I'm standing underneath the front of the huge Lichfield Cathedral now. And as we came down, me with a slight limp, I'm ashamed to say, we were met by, first by the bishop's wife, the bishop himself, Bishop Michael, and the priest called Andrew. And everybody at the cathedral seemed to know we were coming. People ask us on the street, are you the two pilgrims? I felt a bit of an imposter as a non-Christian, but I'd done the walk, and actually the welcome was, well, very welcome from my point of view. It was very moving, actually. But the thing that strikes me looking at this incredible, huge building is the immensity to the medieval pilgrim. And as we look at the front, there are several slats behind a lot of the kings that adorn the front. Now, I would have presumed that these slats were defensive for archery, but they're not. Their purpose actually to allow the music and the singing of the choir to emanate outside to the ears of the approaching pilgrim as a welcome. Because this cathedral, Lichfield Cathedral, is all about walking. This cathedral was built for the pilgrim. But I do love the notion of pilgrimage. I think the notion of actually putting one foot in front of the other and connecting that landscape is sacred in and of itself. There you go.